Thanks, Garth, and good morning. We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's European-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. Well, you got to give it to the new governor of New York, David Paterson. He's apparently smarter than either of the two politicians from his party who wish to be elected president. He also apparently doesn't think we're stupid. David Paterson apparently spends sufficient time in the real world with the rest of us so as to be aware of the fact that he won't be able to get away with much. Clinton and Obama apparently lack such awareness. David Paterson, if you don't know, took office a few days ago in the place of the disgraced Elliot Spitzer, and David Paterson proceeded to come clean. He told us straight up that he has had extramarital affairs, that his wife has done so as well. He went on to tell us that he has smoked pot and snorted cocaine in his indiscreet youth. If you don't know this, it's because it got next to no play in the national media. But if he had kept quiet, these facts would certainly have come out. Somebody knows that David Paterson did drugs, and somebody knows that he and his wife both played around, and if he hadn't have told us, someone else would have. Governor Paterson is sufficiently savvy to understand this, so he acted preemptively. He got it out ahead of the bloggers and the mainstream press, and as a result, the story is now a non-story. So why are we talking about this? Well, we're talking about it because I want whomever it is that becomes president to be at least as real-world savvy and at least as honest as the governor of New York, who wouldn't even be governor were it not for the fact that his predecessor wasn't real-world savvy and sure wasn't honest. It's shocking when you consider that Barack Obama appears to believe that his raving bigot of a pastor would never be discovered and brought into the campaign. It's shocking to consider that he actually thought we'd believe him when he said that he really had no prior knowledge of Pastor Wright's extreme anti-American, anti-Semitic, and anti-white views. It's shocking to consider that Hillary Clinton thought she could just create out of whole cloth a story about being shot at in Bosnia when she knew there were reporters there with her at the time. Reporters who were still in the business and who are sure to remember what actually happened and report it. What's going through the minds of Clinton and Obama? There's no way to know for sure, but we should consider the possibility that both of them actually believe that we, the unsophisticated Walmart shopping Budweiser swilling clods that we are, actually aren't smart enough to be able to tell when they're lying. They could actually believe that they're that much smarter than us. Or it's possible that they are so cut off from the world that you and I live in by their staffs and handlers that they cannot appreciate the fact that anything can now be found out by anyone on the internet. It's possible that Hillary Clinton is so cosseted by staff that she, herself, never goes on the internet. And if these two are that cut off from the very world they wish to lead, or if they are so fundamentally contemptuous of our intelligence, or so fundamentally unaware of how easily information now flows in the world, that they believe they can tell huge, whopping howlers and not get caught, how can either of them be president? No matter your politics or party, if you're an American, the best thing you can hope for in an election is two worthy opponents. Worthy opponents will bring conviction and belief to a hot crucible of debate from which the best ideas have the best chance of survival. With a frightening world knocking at our door, a huge crisis in Social Security and Medicare just a few years over the horizon, a weak dollar, a faltering economy, a failing education system, and so many more challenges facing us, some good debate from two worthy adversaries would be healthy. Instead, we are lined up for a general election starring one or another of the tragicomedies of Barack Obama denying knowledge of his pastor's frightening racism or Hillary Clinton's congenital inability to tell the truth. How sad for us. That's my word, what's yours? Go to ktbb.com/youtellme, and you tell me. It was almost 85 degrees yesterday. That's warm enough for all of us to consider a nice, cool, refreshing white wine to enjoy after work or with dinner this evening. And I have a suggestion. Last night, I enjoyed two glasses of the K.E. Sellers 2007 Semillon. That's S-E-M-I-L-L-O-N. It's just out and on sale now at K.E. Sellers. The Semillon is a very hearty grape that's resistant to frost and disease. It makes a very aromatic wine that's great with fish and meat and for enjoying by itself as you relax. The K.E. Sellers 2007 Semillon is dry, crisp, and very clean. But don't take my word for it. This is not a package store on the county line. K.E. Sellers is a working winery with a tasting room. You can try the 2007 K.E. Sellers Semillon or any other Texas wine in the store before you buy it. You cannot be disappointed. Many of you have now told me that my recommendation of K.E. Sellers is right up there with my recommendation of Keeper Salt Estates, and I thank you. For the rest of you, today is a great day to put K.E. Sellers on your Friday after work schedule. K.E. Sellers, it's in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall and online at kesellers.com.